This is Geek News Central. My name is Kirk Corliss, filling in for Todd Cochran. Coming up, four new ways to save data with Datally. How much do you spend on groceries? E3 2018. Pixel 2 versus OnePlus 6. Better Doctor. Those stories and more. I want to welcome you to episode 1291 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, June 18th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. I want to give a big warm welcome to all the long time listeners of the show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for staying subscribed. And thank you so much to welcome. I'd like to welcome you. Welcome new listeners to the podcast as well. If you are a new listener to this podcast, we would like you to visit geeknewscentral.com to subscribe to the show. There's many ways of doing so on the website. If you go to the right-hand side column, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Android, by email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, or via RSS. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you click on More Subscribe Options, and it'll show you how to get subscribe on the various podcast app of choice. We're also on Spotify as well. Also, when going to geeknewscentral.com, I'd like you to visit the site daily for all the latest content from the GNC writing team. A lot of stories are coming. A lot of stories from the GNC team is from the from E3 on E3 2018. It was held this past week, so there's a lot of great stuff that you can enjoy on the site for that. I don't have if you have any comments on today's show, feedback, etc. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com. pa@geeknewscentral.com. I'm not on Twitter. However, you can follow me on Facebook or on Google Plus. You can search my name. My name is spelled K-I-R-K. My last name is spelled C-O-R-L-E-S-S. Also, if you'd like to join us on our chat room via geeknews.chat, I'm usually there. Usually most show nights on Mondays and Thursday evenings. So give me a toot and love to hear from you all. Also, if you want to come on to join our Slack channel, that's easy as well. You can send an email to todd@geeknews@gmail.com, and we'll get you set up on joining us on the Slack channel. If you have, now you can watch the show or listen. Watch the show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel. You can listen and watch on the Apple TV. If you have an Amazon Echo, Google Home, or Cortana device, you can say the keyword of your choice for those devices. Play the podcast Geek News Central. You can listen on Stitcher or on Blueberry.com. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor with Don Bain, Pro Gear Sites written by the GNC team, the new media show with Todd and Mr. Rob Greenlee, and also Podcast Legends. This show would not be possible without our good friends over at GoDaddy, who is the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. At GoDaddy, you can get all your products and services, if you want to start a website, a podcast, a blog, an e-store, etc. There's a lot of many ways that you can do so. So when you go on geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, there is many ways on doing so. And I just had the URL. Let's go to GoDaddy. I had it up and it wasn't loading for some reason. Okay. All right. So on the page, under for GoDaddy, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can save 30% on new product purchases. You can get a .com for 99 cents, newer transfer, $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain, $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with free domain, or 1 month free trial of GoDaddy Website Builder. Your choice of personal business or business plus plans. Share these codes with the friends, family, people that you know. Great deals can be found. Just click on the link on the page, on the GoDaddy page. It takes you to the site and gets you set up. And these codes are good. And thank you so much for it helps Todd pay the bills, keep the lights on, food in the car, food in the home, not in the car, gas in the car, insurance, etc. So please, and also keeps the lights on at Geek News Central. Okay, so as I mentioned at the top, Todd is away on vacation, a well-deserved vacation. He will be back a week from this coming Thursday, which is the 28th. I'll be with you for this show, Thursday show, the 21st, and I will be on guest hosting on the 25th, which is 1 week from today. I know that on the last podcast that I guest hosted, the audio levels were a little low, and I apologize for that. Todd has sent me some software that to improve the audio levels. I did a test of it less than a week ago, and it's sounding a lot better, a lot more louder. I don't want anyone to turn up the volume full blast. So now going forward, the audio should be a lot better. And I appreciate everybody letting me know, that there was low audio levels. I'm not really technical person per se. I'm guest hosting, so I know the format pretty much down. However, when it comes to audio and all the other intricacies, I guess you should say, that's where I'm a little unfamiliar with. So Todd has been very helpful, helping me with it. And I appreciate it. And I appreciate staying on. And I'm more than happy to fill in for him while he's away. And I will be here with you. So if you have any comments, how the audio is, please let me know. My email address is PA@geeknewscentral.com. And I really appreciate you guys, giving me a lot of support and doing a great job on the podcast when I've guest hosted. So that means a lot to me. I really, really do appreciate it. Okay. So let's get started on what's going on in the world of tech. First up, now I didn't know that you can, I know there's different ride sharing apps, and there's Uber and there's, Lyft. This is from The Verge. Apparently, Uber Booking has been removed from Google Maps for Android. Google Maps can no longer be used to book an Uber on Android. It brings the app in line with the iOS version, which lost the feature last summer. Google has had the ability to show price estimates and pickup wait times for ride-sharing apps for a while. Back in January 2017, Uber alone gained the ability to actually book rides in the Google Maps app by pulling your account window and hailing a ride without ever leaving the app. But for whatever reason, Google has officially removed the feature from the Android app, demoting Uber back to the same level as the other ride-sharing apps it supports, like Lyft and Get, which I mentioned. You still be able to see the estimated cost of different Uber rides and maps, but you'll now have to go to the actual Uber app to finish the booking process. Why would you want to go into, why would you want to book a ride on the app? That doesn't make any sense, but apparently it was, and now it's going away. Next up, Google says Pixel 2 narcoleptic display is being fixed in June update. This is some Pixel 2 owners are still waiting for a fix for dead screens 6 months after the issue was reported. The display turns off during a phone call, and like Rip Van Winkle, can't be woken up. The bug began to manifest itself with the 8.1 Oreo update last year. Google support advised some owners to remove the screen protector and clean the proximity sensor, but this didn't do the trick. On March 6th, a fix was officially promised in coming months, but it has not yet materialized. A Google spokesman told us Well, this is the register told the issue was at last being addressed in the June update. Early Pixel 2 models had a poorly calibrated screen, and user also encountered audio issues. The patches were pushed out relatively quickly. Okay, so we'll see. So it's going to be reported. That's going to get fixed with the June update. Okay. All right, next up now, with a lot of smartphones nowadays, be it LG, Motorola, Sony Xperia, et cetera, has the, for storage space, ranges from 32, 64, and 128 gig of storage. Apparently, there's a rumor going on that Samsung Galaxy Note 9 is packing 512 gigabytes of storage. Wow. In the article under Uber Gizmo, pretty much all smartphones on the market today cap at 256 gig of native storage. This can be expanded on some phones via micro SD, but however, the upcoming Samsung Galaxy Note 9 could break the mold and feature 512 gigs of storage. So there is a apparently there is a rumor. It's been going on. Rumors been flying for a while. There is a couple of tweets via Sam Mobile that shows alleged listings of the handset that mentions 512 gigs of storage, while another tweet claims that the 512 gigabyte variant could be limited to certain markets such as Korea and China. To be honest, I have a Google Pixel 2. I believe it's 64 gig. 512 gigs is too much. I think the 64 gig is right at the sweet spot, but from what I've seen with Samsung Galaxy Notes, they're gorgeous phones, but do you really want a phone that's going to carry that much storage space? Let me know. I'd like to hear from you at pa@geeknewscentral.com. Next up on Axios, there's a online site called Better Doctor. It's an online site that helps healthcare networks keep track of data on providers. It's being acquired by Quest Analytics. No, not the people you go to for your blood work. That's Quest Diagnostics. While much is made over the role of AI, machine learning, and cutting costs for healthcare, those techniques are only effective if the underlying data is good. The deal brings together two companies that work behind the scenes to help healthcare systems keep accurate on doctors and their networks. Terms of the all-stock deal were not to close, though the two companies are a similar size, about 50 employees each. Better Doctor CEO Ari Tula will run the combined company. So there's a okay. Better Doctor. I didn't know that there was a site like that that can keep track of your data. Didn't know that. Interesting. All right. In other tech news, which I was really happy to see. To be honest, we have like this unlimited data. We're on like a certain amount of data cap at a certain time in the month. You don't go over. Well, on Google's blog, there's four new ways to save with Dataly. It's an app that you can download for your Android. I don't see if it's for iOS. Apparently this has been going out. This was launched last year. And there's four ways that you can save on your data. Guest mode, stay in control when lending your phone. Daily limit decides how much data to use every day. Unused apps stop your phone from leaking data. And Wi-Fi map, an easier way to find, even easier way to find Wi-Fi. I'm going to check this app out. I haven't used it, so we'll see if it's any good, and I'll give it a test run. But it's a good way to, if you want to save your data and your limits, and this is an app that you may want to check out. All right, next, there's different sites you can go to, Gazelle, and other sites that you can sell electronics. Now there's another site that you can go to with Declutter. You can sell your gadgets with Declutter, DECLUTTR. Using used technology is a huge market. Whether you want to sell your used, whether you want to sell your old electronics to pick up some extra cash, or want to buy used, or want to buy used to save money, you need a reliable service to do so. That's where Declutter comes in. It's the best place for selling gadgets you no longer use, and you should check it out. And you should check it out next time you have something to offload. And it gives you a good guide on about Declutter. What is it? How to sell? You can also buy as well, which is pretty cool. So, and the site, the article on makeuse.com gives some tips on why I like it, et cetera. So I'll have the link in the show notes about Declutter. For all you cord cutters out there, there's a good article on AndroidCentral.com. The Sidekick remote control, and it's reviewed by cordcutters.com. It gives you, it's only $29 at Amazon, and gives a full review about this, about cord cutter, excuse me, about the remote. The hard, so it's for the Sidekick universal remote control, and it'll be a link up in the show notes on that. Next up, now, when my wife goes out shopping, food shopping, I tend not to go with her because she takes a lot of time checking out the deals and what's on sale and things of that nature. And God bless her, because she's all about saving money, and God bless her, but I can't go into the store with her when she shops, because it's a very long, takes her quite a while on getting groceries and shopping. So on Lifehacker, there's a great article on how much you spend on groceries. It's a good article on how much you save. And they found some, there's some articles. And apparently there's a link found that women spend on average $323 per month on groceries, while men spend $290 on average. So there's different articles that you can that'll be helpful on how you can save money while you're out grocery shopping. I think I'm going to pass this along to my wife. next up, the best iPhone camera apps. This is on Engadget. There's various iPhone apps that you can check out besides the standard camera app on the phone, built-in camera. There's Camera Plus 2. There is Pro Camera. There is HALIDE. I don't want to mispronounce it. So there's different apps, camera apps you can check out for your iPhone. Speaking of camera apps, not camera apps, but if you want to edit your photos on your Chromebook, this is again on Android Essential. It's called a Polar Photo Editor. It's the best way to edit pictures on your Chromebook. Great article on that if you have a Chromebook, and it's a standalone program developed for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, Linux, and Chrome. There is even an online version you can use through the web browser. So this is a, if you want to edit, so if you do have a Chromebook and you want to edit some photos, you can go to that called Polar. All right, in other news, now we all get in the moments of when we're out and about and we're having a bad day, and we tend to, you know, blow up steam and get upset and yell and what have you. But this person took things to a whole new level, where it's on the on NewYorkDailyNews.com, where a disgruntled gamer threatens to blow up a Nintendo store in NYC. The New York Police Department says someone threatened to blow up a video game store over the removal of kiosks for a popular game. The NYPD says a Nintendo New York store workers discovered the threatening message Saturday morning. Officials say the threat was concerned with a store removal of kiosks for the game series Super Mario Brothers. And NY NYPD spokesman says the threat was written in April, but was discovered on Saturday. The NYPD says an investigation is underway. So, wow. I mean, for someone to be that upset over removal of a game, that's, I mean, obviously you're going to be upset, you know, and going to be, you know, be mad and what have you. But I wouldn't recommend threaten to blow up a store over a game. That's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. Honestly, it's not worth it at all. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the intro, my intro, the GNC team has written up articles coming from E3 2018, which was held this past week. On the BBC.com, there's an article on about E3 2018. There is it's a great article on that, on different the seven different games that are out, and it's a great. So if you're a gamer or know someone that is a gamer, there's a great roundup on E3 2018. Speaking of Android and what's going on in that neck of the woods, well, Android P beta lands on the OnePlus 6 with new features. Android P Beta 2, is available. Android P Developer Preview 2 is now available for OnePlus 6. Android P Beta for the OnePlus 6 was announced by both OnePlus and Google during Google I/O and following the release of Android P Developer Preview for the Google Pixel, Pixel XL, Pixel 2, Pixel 2 XL, the Essential PH1, and the Sony Xperia XZ2. The build is now available for the OnePlus 6 as well. There is a link in the there's a link in the show notes from Android Central. AndroidHeadlines.com. It'll show you where to go on if you have a OnePlus 6. It will give you where you can go to download the beta. Speaking of Android, a lot of Android news going on. All Android, there's a good article from PC World where all Android phones, even Samsung, should run stock Android. I believe it. I have a Google Pixel 2. A lot of smartphones, Samsung, Motorola, LG, are so behind on the latest update, latest Android operating system. Well, this one is Android P, we talked about a moment ago. So there's a great article on the site where making the strong points on the why every phone should have every smartphone for Android should be on the latest version of the OS. We'd like to Geek News Central and also the podcast like to find great deals. They can save some money for tech from one end to the other. Now there is a great sale going on Amazon for the Kindle Voyage. The Amazon Kindle Voyage is $150. Link will be in the show notes. Next up, now. When I do the podcast guest hosting, I try to find some things that are, towards the end of the show, I always try to find something that will make you think and make you laugh, things of that nature. Well, on CNET, a boy attending a Kansas wedding reception tried to quote unquote hug a one of a kind mosaic artwork to disastrous results. A five-year-old boy in Overland Park, Kansas, knocked over and broke an artwork displayed in a community center, but it wasn't just any artwork. It was a one-of-a-kind mosaic sculpture worth $132,000. Sarah Goodman told the Kansas City Star that her family was attending a wedding reception on May 19th at the Tomahawk Ridge Community Center when her son probably hugged the piece. She told the newspaper the piece was unprotected and she was stunned to receive a letter from Travelers Insurance Company stating the value of the piece and requesting her insurance information. There's a link, there's a video that shows what happened. It's about a minute and 44 seconds. So, wow, you don't play around with art, and that's a costly sculpture. OMG. Okay. All right. And finally, in ubergizmo.com, there is a musician sues his ex-wife for hacking into his emails and turning down a scholarship. There's on the article where a Canadian clarinet player by the name of Eric Abramovitz, I'm probably mispronouncing the name, who appeared to have a lot of potential, only to be thwarted when his ex impersonated a school he was applying to and sent him a false rejection letter. How did he find out? He bumped into Yula Gilad, one of the world's greatest clarinet masters, and whom Abramovitz had initially auditioned for. He asked why Abramovitz came back to audition when he rejected him in the first place, in which they both found out that both rejections, the rejections of Gilad's offer and rejection of Abramovitz's application for a scholarship to the Coburn Music Conservatory of Music in Los Angeles. After further digging in which Abramovitz accessed the email used to send the rejection letter, he found it was used the same password that his ex used to use, along with links to her phone number, in which he realized it was her doing all along. To that end, he filed a lawsuit against his ex, in which the judge awarded him $300,000, which was what Abramovitz asked for, along with additional $50,000 to express coarse revulsion at what Miss Lee has done. Wow. Okay, so, well, his ex, wow, that's incredible. So, all right, well, that's... When I saw this article, I was like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So that doesn't, so unfortunately his ex-wife is going to have to, we'll see what happens. And hopefully he can go on and hopefully get on with his life and get back into a school, back to the school. Who knows? So. All right, very good. All right, that's it for that's the last article of the day. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for staying with me. Thank you so much to our sponsor at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Please support the sponsor on the various codes. They can save some money on building up building a podcast, a website, e-store, what have you. Also, big thank you to the insiders at geeknewscentral.com/insider. If you want to support the insiders, if I can get the words out, I'm so sorry. If you wish to support, besides GoDaddy, there's another way of supporting the podcast that helps me and Todd out tremendously. You can go on geeknewscentral.com/insider. You can support the show via $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month level. There's a subscribe button on that page. If you wish to mail your donations, you can do so. The address is on the website as well. Again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for staying subscribed. I will be back on Thursday, this coming Thursday, for another edition of the Geek News Central podcast. Till then, I will talk to you soon.